back home and the fallout from the presidential election continues. Catherine Connolly, backed by the left-wing parties in the Dáil and Sinn Féin, won with over 63% of the vote. Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys got less than 30%. Jim Gavin withdrew from the race for Fianna Fáil at the beginning of this month, but his name was still on the ballot paper and 100,000 people put a mark against it and 200,000 others spoiled their vote. So the focus for now is on the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, with various backbenchers saying it's time for a new leader. Annoyance is growing at what was termed the significant errors made. We're joined by the political editor of thejournal.ie, Christina Finn. Christina, thanks for taking our call. There are 48 TDs in Fianna Fáil, including Micheál Martin. 12 are needed to sign a motion of no confidence. Are there 12 who will put their names to it?
I was speaking to a number of Fianna Fáilers over the last number of days since that election result. And while I am told that there would be 12 that could sign that paper for a motion of no confidence, there doesn't appear to be immediate appetite for that to happen. That's not to say that Micheál Martin is out of the woods just yet, but he has been under pressure before, similar like this, but never to such an extent where he's at such a risk as he is right now. I've been told by people that really the reason why they don't see perhaps an immediate threat to him is that nobody has really put their hand up to say that they want the top job if he vacates it. All eyes obviously turning to Jim O'Callaghan to see if there's any signal that he would be interested in the immediate future. But the people I was speaking to over the weekend were saying that he seems to be happy enough at Cabinet, albeit that he has spoken, has been vocal about wanting to take on the leadership at one point. But whether that is now remains to be seen.
So they may have 12 people who will put their names to it, but they don't have wider support to win a motion.
That's correct. So there doesn't seem to be a heave in the offing just yet. But the majority were saying to me that the dissenting voices within the party are growing pretty loud now at this stage. There's deep unhappiness within the party about how the whole process around the selection of Jim Gavin took place. And this is kind of speaking to some wider issues within Fianna Fáil that have been aired before about Micheál Martin's leadership style, that sometimes they feel that, he comes up with an idea and he expects the parliamentary party and the grassroots to roll in behind him with what they feel is not much consultation. I suppose we've seen Micheál Martin having to eat a bit of humble pie over how this has all played out. He's apologised to the grassroots members and to the parliamentary party meeting. And he's been taking meetings over the last number of days also, and they will continue today where he attempts to shore up support. But aside from the handling of the whole process of this presidential election, which has left a lot of Fianna Fáilers I've spoken to deeply embarrassed about how it was handled, but also a lot of them are talking about the lack of progress that they see. It's a year into this government, they said. They went out to the voters and said that housing would be treated as the number one priority. It would be treated like an emergency. And we're a year in and we still don't have a new Housing for All plan launched. And that's causing a lot of unhappiness, I think, within the parliamentary party.
And Christina, what about Fine Gael? They got their candidate to the starting line, but obviously she didn't win and got less than 30% of the vote. There are many, many questions around the Fine Gael campaign for Heather Humphrey. Is Simon Harris vulnerable?
I think he is, but not to the extent at which Micheál Martin is right now. Obviously, Sean Kelly was out yesterday saying that Heather Humphreys was anointed by the party and he felt that he was shafted. I spoke to him last week as well for the Journal, and the quote he said was that he felt that the message that went out on high was Kelly was putting his head above the parapet, cut it off. And he felt there was moves against any other candidate other than Heather Humphreys. And I think the pushback from Fine Gael is they're saying that, the likes of Sean Kelly didn't have the numbers to get that nomination of 20. But I think his criticisms are held by many within the party that they would have preferred to see some sort of internal contest through hustings where they could, you know, see candidates put forward their vision for the presidency. And in hindsight, they're saying it might have picked up a lot of the criticisms that Heather Humphreys faced throughout the campaign, such as on her communication style, you know, taking questions on the hoof and having those robust debates. It's not an easy thing to do to get up there and have those debates, particularly in a presidential election. But they were saying that the rushed nature of it left them ultimately losing out in this presidential election, when perhaps more preparation could be put in to select the right candidate that would have done the best job for them.
Christina, thank you very much. Christina Finn is political editor of thejournal.ie. It's 7:24.